Hey, John, Joe Williams.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, my friend. How are you?
Very good. We're very excited because Toto is coming to Seattle. It's actually the second date of a very long tour that starts in Vancouver. The show is July 31st at the Moore Theater, and we are city number two on the itinerary.
That's right.
So when you're about to embark on a big tour like this, and you're the lead singer, I mean, you got to warm up the vocal cords a little bit, right? You got to be, I mean, vocal cords are like muscles. They have to be in great shape before you head out and sing every night.
They do indeed. And there's a whole battery of exercises that I do. I do a lot of hiking before a tour to build up the stamina, because that's kind of half the job up there is just wind, you know? So I do those things, and so far worked out great. We just got finished with a 2-month tour in Europe, so it won't be too hard to get back up into shape. We've been playing the show that everybody's going to see here for a couple of months, and it's pretty tight.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to a show, like everybody, I sing along with, you know, a couple of songs, and my voice is rugged the next morning just from doing that. I can only imagine how it feels to sing every word of every song up there.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I went out and found a great teacher. Because that's exactly right. You know, you can easily blow out your voice if you're doing it wrong. And the rest of it is just getting the right rest, and drinking water, and just taking care of yourself. Other than that, and pray you don't get sick.
Do you guys have any little, like, ritual that you do together before you jump out on stage? You know, like, put your hands in the center of a circle and do the Toto team cheer or something like that?
We do. We have a little circle that we do right before we go out on stage. That's kind of part prayer and part just, you know, just telling each other we love each other and let's go have a great time. But, yeah, we have that moment when we walk out on stage where we all get together and just, you know, look each other in the eye and then go to work.
And then what's the first thing that happens after the show? Do you, like, high-five each other, or you go, oh, well, that went well? Or how do you got to have a big adrenaline rush, I would think, after you leave the stage.
There's always an adrenaline rush. And sometimes, you know, not everybody is thrilled with their performance, and some people sometimes come off stage upset about it. But there's always high energy after a show, and that's one of the tough parts. If you have a late show, it's kind of hard to wind down and get yourself to sleep, you know.
Yeah, I know. We as fans, you know, we're leaving the theater and we're on our way home, and we're like, I wonder what those guys are doing right now.
Yeah, I'm on the bus. I'm eating like a dry, cold hamburger because it got to the bus probably when we started the show. And then I'm going to crawl in my bunk and try and get some rest before the next trip.
Glamorous.
That is.
Well, the most recent record is 40 Trips Around the Sun. And besides being a great sort of greatest hits package, you've got 3 new songs on here, too, which I guess keeps it fun for you because it's fun to put some fresh material in the set when you're doing these shows, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a lot more than that. People don't realize we put out a greatest hits album with the 40 Trips Around the Sun title, which included 3 songs, as you say. But those 3 songs also are on a standalone album that's finished that will be released in the box set that's coming out towards the end of the summer.
Now, speaking of the greatest hits, we have to talk just for a second before we let you go about Africa, which has turned into this, you know, insane anthem. And people are comparing it to like Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, that it's just this sort of timeless song. And it was on the TV show Stranger Things. And Weezer just did this cover of it that everybody's going crazy over it. And I have to believe you saved that for the very end of the show. But what do you think it is about Africa that just, like, you know, hits a nerve with people?
You know, it's one of those things. It's just, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. All I can tell you from my perspective, being up on stage and singing it for the crowds, is that as people come to life like nowhere else in our show, and it's amazing how much fun they have and how much love they seem to have for the song.
What is it like to have everyone just singing it back to you in your face as you're up there?
It is absolutely amazing. I mean, the thing about Africa is it's a song that's like a world song now. It's not just an American song from an American band. It belongs to the world. So we go and do these concerts, and when we get a chance to play the bigger venues, the arenas, it's absolutely amazing to see, you know, 15,000 people on their feet and singing it as you know, at the top of their lungs. It's something. It is.
That's so cool. Finally here, I have a six-year-old son, and I, you know, in reading about you and some of the other work you've done besides your stuff with Toto, I'm aware that you are on the soundtrack of Disney's Lion King, the animated movie The Lion King.
I am indeed.
Who are you on that in that movie?
Well, they called me because they wanted somebody to do the singing for the adult Simba.
Simba.
Yeah. So when Simba, because in the story, he starts out as a cub, and then during the song Hakuna Matata, he grows into an adolescent and an adult. So when he grows from a cub, they needed a voice sort of transition, and I got the call.
You did some Hakuna Matata.
I did indeed.
Do you ever sing that when you're at a Toto show?
You know, last year when Luke would introduce me, he would you know, say something, and then I would just sing a line from Hakuna Matata. It was pretty funny.
What was that line?
Yeah, just, it means no worries, that line.
Well, we're really looking forward to having Toto in the Moore Theater here in Seattle on the 31st of July, the second night of the 40 Trips Around the Sun tour. And we'll be looking forward to being in there with you and singing along at the top of our lungs. Joseph Williams, thanks for talking to us here on The Sound.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.